Alright, as one famous guy on a British drama thing said, he said he wants to be famous, but he doesn't want to be known. Do you get it? Elky, do you get it? They can't hear you if you poke your middle finger out. Do you get it, though? And they can't hear tongues, either. For Tuesday, 20th of November, 2006, this is Ruben Owens Show 186. Okay, on this episode, I'm going to be... Well, what you heard just then was a snippet from Michael Franks' Watching the Snow. What I thought I'd do this episode, seeing as it's, you know, sort of the start of the Christmas season and yada, 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 etc., so forth, I thought I'd do a bit of a CD review. I haven't done one of these in ages. When was the last time I did a CD review, Elky? Do you know? She's completely worthless. I can't stand that. You know when you have your mobile phone too close to a speaker and it goes that did it did it did it did it did it sound? This has been happening to me all day. Maybe if I move it far away. Okay, so I wanted to do a CD review. And today's CD review, given the Christmas spirits, etc. so forth, I thought I'd do a CD review of Watching the Snow by Michael Franks. Now, of course, if you don't know who Michael Franks is, he's the greatest singer-songwriter of all time. As quoted by Ruben Shade on the Ruben Owens blog, I forgot what post that was. He's one of the most versatile singers in the world. He produces all kinds of stuff. I mean, if you look through his discography, and I've got it open here. Where is it? I've got it open. Which tab? Ugh. He's got stacks and stacks and stacks of them. I'm looking, this is at michaelfranks.com. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 albums to his name. He's been recording since 1973. And my mum first heard him back in... I think she said 1982. She was working at the camera store that she was working at, and one of her friends came over and said, "You've got to come home and listen to this song. It's called Trying to Find the Perfect In Search of the Perfect Shampoo." And right, she's like, "What the hell is that?" So, and hooked ever since. And of course, my sister and I have heard him ever since we were little kids. So, my sister's not so much of a fan. Are you much of a fan of Michael Franks, Elky? No. Okay, well, she's a dick then. I think he's the greatest singer-songwriter of all time. He does all kinds of just completely different things. It's just unbelievable, ranging from sort of light jazz to jazzy techno stuff, back to jazz rock fusion, just everything you can possibly think of. In fact, I have a hard time when you go in iTunes and so forth and you pick what the genre is. So many artists, it's so easy just to say, oh yeah, they're blues, oh yeah, they're soul, oh yeah, that's whatever. But you almost have to do a separate one for every single one of Michael Franks' songs. It's just unbelievable. So we've got, I think we have all of his albums, some of them on record. I think Birchfield Nines and The Art of Tea and Tiger in the Rain we've only got on record, but I think everything else we've got on CD. But one of his more recent ones, which I'll be reviewing today, came out in October of 2003, Watching the Snow. And he doesn't do, like, so often when you have these artists and they make a Christmas album and it's all just the same songs, rehashed, yada yada, boring, let's move on. But what he's done is he created completely new stuff, and it's really, really good. So what I thought I'd do is play you just a very small sample of some of the songs that I like off this album and review it. So what you heard at the beginning was Christmas in Kyoto.
I can't forget the time we spent Christmas in Kyoto.
You can hear his voice. It's just the most... It's got such an interesting, different voice. Like, as soon as you hear that voice, you know that it has to be Michael Franks' song. No one else can do that. So that's Christmas in Kyoto, but that's one of my favorite ones. One of the songs that I think has actually got a very, very clever name is I Bought You a Plastic Star for Your Aluminium Tree. clever name? Elky? Okay, fake smile. Why don't you like Michael Franks? Michael Franks is the bomb. She said it's not my kind of music. So good music is not her kind of music, apparently. Don't worry, she's a teenage girl. She has... Her brain doesn't fully work properly. I Bought You a Plastic Star for Your Aluminium Tree. It's a great... really, really, I think one of the... It shows how... I don't know how to describe, but all his songs are just so clever. You know, you get a lot of CDs from people, and there are maybe one or two songs on it that are good, and the rest of them are rubbish. You know what I'm talking about. And that's why things like iTunes are so popular, because people can weed out all the rubbish and actually keep the good stuff. But all of Michael Franks' stuff is good stuff, and all of his stuff is just unique. And the other thing I like about it is the fact that not all of his songs... I mean, he does a lot of love songs, but a lot of them are just so bizarre, like In Search of the Perfect Shampoo and Popsicle Toes and all these sort of things. They're just different. So this one, I bought your plastic star for your aluminium tree. So it's got that sort of, what do you call it, those music box sort of things at the beginning. And then here we go.
It gets pretty cold here at night, down to 60 degrees.
It's so smooth.
There's angel hair up in the palm trees. It sure looks like Christmas to me. But Santa's been grounded, his reindeer came down with TB.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
So I bought you a plastic star for your aluminum tree.
That's such a clever name for a song. I bought you a plastic star for your aluminum tree. That's awesome.
Aluminum? You just said aluminum.
Yeah, well, that's because he said aluminum.
Aluminium.
We say aluminium, but he says aluminum.
Aluminium.
My sister bagging me out on my pronunciation of aluminium. We are Australian, therefore we say aluminium. He says anyway, so please excuse my sister, ladies and gentlemen. So that's another one. Of course, another one of my favourite ones is Island Christmas, and this was another example of how he can take a completely different genre on the same CD. Featuring Veronica Num, there you go.
I don't want to smell those chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I can peel you a banana if your heart desires.
Peel banana, there you go.
I want an island Christmas.
Like, you hear all the different instruments in the background. I mean, these songs have really been thought out. Like, they're just so much more, Miss Lee said, it's all about layers. It's the key to any artwork is layers. That was my D&T teacher in year 10. Everything is layers. And it's obvious that his songs have lots and lots of those aforementioned layer things. So that's another one. This is actually the first one of his album, The Way We Celebrate New Year's. It's another example of his more jazzier, smoothie type things. Nice acoustics happening there.
Out of all the way.
I mean, he is just such a versatile singer, the greatest singer-songwriter of all time, in my professional opinion. And as Madonna said, everyone is entitled to my opinion. there you go. I also encourage you to check out his website, michaelfranks.com. It's very well designed. He's got some great photos there from his latest trips and of his little ducks. He's got a nice little ducks hunt there and a cat that he adopted and all this stuff. It's awesome. So I encourage you to check it out. Michael Franks, he's available at all good CD record stores, etc. so forth. He's also available on iTunes as well, if you're a user of that. You can type in Michael Franks. He spans from 1973 to the present. He's still doing stuff. It is awesome. Highly encourage you to check it out. And, well, that's all I can really say. Great stuff. And I'm very impressed with his Christmas album as well. As usual, didn't let me down. So there you go. This has been Rubenerd Show 186. I apologize. For Tuesday, the 28th of November 2006. You have yourself a great day. Hope to see you again tomorrow.
Mountain, listening to bebop. Take me to the top.